Manu Patra alerts dated 8 January 2018. Delhi High Court has ruled that the Tune Kababi name belongs exclusively to Mohammad Usman, the grandson of Haji Murad Ali Tunde in Lucknow. Supreme Court, while striking hard at the societal tendency to impose restrictions on girls with regard to their choice of dress, profession and life partner, has declared that an adult woman enjoyed an unfettered right to lead a life of her choice. Delhi High Court has quashed the centre's advertisements excluding women from being recruited in the Territorial Army, TA, ruling the ads were ultra-vires the fundamental rights provided under the Constitution. Uttarakhand High Court has suggested that the state government bring in a law which imposes death penalty for raping minors, so that it acts as a strong deterrent against such offences. Delhi High Court has upheld a trial court order provisionally restraining Delhi Gymkhana Club from granting out-of-turn permanent memberships to children of existing members. Gujarat High Court has upheld Gujarat Self-Financed Schools Act, 2017, to check excessive fee and profiteering by schools by fixing the maximum limit for pre-primary and primary, secondary and higher secondary, general stream, and higher secondary schools, science stream, at 15,000 rupees, 25,000 rupees and 27,000 rupees. Competition Commission of India has fined the Chemists and Druggists Association of Baroda and Federation of Gujarat State Chemists and Druggists Association for limiting and controlling the supply of drugs and cosmetics which it found in, violating the provisions of the Competition Act, 2002. CBI court has sentenced RJD Supremo Lalu Prasad to 3.5 year imprisonment each under various sections of Indian Penal Code and the Prevention of Corruption Act in a fraud case, RC 64A/96, related to fraudulent withdrawal of around 89 lakh rupees from Deoghar Treasury in the 1990s.